When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on with Danny Salazar, Senior Vice President and Relationship Manager in Commercial Banking at Associated Bank. Danny, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Well, the Fed has finally lowered interest rates. The Fed cut interest rates by a quarter basis point, 25 basis points. It's projected perhaps more coming. I want to focus our conversation a little bit this morning on how this lowering of interest rates is going to impact small businesses. And I know there have been some stories out there, and I know you have your ear to the ground as well. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, happy to. Well, as you highlighted, yes, the Fed did finally announce a quarter rate reduction, especially after coming long into the year where there was expectations of a rate cut. And certainly, you know, the Fed monitors two key data points on inflation and employment. And as these two items relate to your question about how it affects businesses, it's almost a double-edged sword. In one way, businesses have been faced with tariff-driven inflation, so they are having to spend more for inventory and products to sell. And then on the flip side, market demand, you know, unemployment has gone down, but it has been difficult to really pinpoint the cause of it. I think some of the things that we hear from our clients is that there's a shortage of workforce, but then that the cost of labor has gone up. So it has been impacting them in both of these areas. As it relates to interest rates, the rate reduction is a sign of just positive news. What this means for small businesses and companies in general is that they're going to have more interest expense related to their lines of credit, equipment, real estate, corporate cards. So this is beneficial, especially in combating inflation and rising labor costs.
Yeah. I want to drill down on a couple of those things, Danny. One of them is the cheaper borrowing. Again, focusing on businesses, small businesses especially here. Talk to us about why that having cheaper borrowing is important, especially for a company that might be a newer company, a newer entrepreneur, or a company that's looking to expand.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. You kind of hit it on, you know, the three key areas of stages for businesses, a new organization that's looking to take on additional debt to really launch their business, a company that's mature but is looking to hire and invest in their business, as well as a growth company that's looking to expand operations, whether it's a new equipment line or real estate. And in all three of those stages, financing and bank loans play a big part of their capital structure. And so as the cost of that borrowing increases or decreases, it will really fluctuate the amount of discretionary cash flow that they can either use to reinvest in the business, to fuel growth, or to really invest in new initiatives. So as we see a quarter rate reduction, that's just a small metric, a small amount that they can then redirect that cash into other avenues.
The Fed has signaled that perhaps there will be two more rate reductions this year and maybe a couple of more next year. So, you know, by the time next year rolls around, this could be a significant impact for businesses.
Possibly. A quarter rate is a small decrease. I think where our clients and business owners are, I think, excited about is the prospect of seeing additional rate cuts. The Fed has alluded to that they are monitoring inflation and employment. And based on the trajectory of those key metrics, I think there's a high likelihood of two more rate cuts, one at the October meeting and then another one in December. The market and I think the general public is anticipating, but it will determine on what the monthly reports say for inflation and unemployment. And thus far, I think they're both are both coming in areas where it's supporting a rate decrease.
Danny, there was I saw a story about how who are going to be the winners from the Fed rate cut, and there are a couple of areas I want to get your take on. One of them was manufacturing, construction. The other was commercial real estate, residential real estate, retail. Also likely to be impacted the most from this. Go through a couple of those. Why? Let's start with manufacturing, construction. Why would that be one of the winners?
Yeah, I think manufacturing and construction, I think, is driven by the cost of capital to build something, whether it's a product, a facility, a building. Anytime you're having to deal with bank debt, if the cost of capital in this case stops growing and now starts moving in the opposite direction where it's decreasing, it certainly is helpful in financing it. But I think what it for these business owners, what it projects is the likelihood of the consumer demand increasing. Kind of what I alluded to in my earlier comment, as consumers have lower expenses related to auto loans, credit cards, mortgages, they're going to have more discretionary income. And so oftentimes that increases consumer spending. And so as for a manufacturer or a real estate developer, if they're making those goods, they have a higher level of confidence that the consumer is going to be there.
Yeah. One of the other areas was commercial real estate. And I was reading that some business owners who've been on the sidelines about maybe acquiring some new real estate or, you know, maybe expanding or acquiring other buildings, this is going to embolden them to maybe move forward with those plans.
You're exactly right. I think that when we look back at the last 12 to 18 months, you know, one of the key items that we heard from our clients, especially as it relates to real estate acquisition or expansion, was the cost of financing. And as interest rates were in, you know, the 7% to 8% range, you know, that really does play a factor in that decision and whether it's the appropriate time to invest in building a new facility or buy an existing facility. And so many of those businesses kind of sat on the sidelines just to wait for rates to come down. For those listeners that have been following our conversations, you know, we've been talking about interest rates for a good fair the last 2 years. And I think all in the anticipation of like, when will they go down? And I think now we're starting to see a little bit of that. So the impact of that is, you know, now that rates are migrating towards 6%, it becomes more feasible and attractive for those business owners to reconsider those real estate projects.
Yeah. And also for residential real estate, are you expecting to see an uptick in people buying homes and refinancing mortgages?
Possibly. You know, I'm not as finely in tune with the real estate consumer market, but, you know, I just think of it from a personal experience of, you know, what's the mortgage cost for my home purchase? And, you know, what would I be looking to if I were to sell and buy a new home? And certainly, you know, at 6%, 7%, 8%, that's a stark difference from where we were a few years ago in the 3%, 4%, and 5%. As we bridge the gap closer to 3%, 4%, and 5%, I think it's going to spur more people to either sell and move into another home or convince those first-time buyers to buy their first home. And so I don't necessarily think a quarter point is going to move the needle, but if you start to see 3 quarter point rate reductions, that's a meaningful decrease in just the overall mortgage rate.
Danny, you've talked about the lines of credit and credit card rates, and student loan rates are probably thrown in there as well. But, you know, on the flip side of this is the savings rates. I think a lot of us have been taking advantage of some of these savings rates, especially on CDs, other high interest savings accounts, sort of make a little money. That's going to go away, isn't it?
It is, and this is where that the rate cut negatively impacts the savers. You know, they savers have been benefiting from high yields, either in CDs, money markets, treasuries, and as the rate is decreased and is projected to continue to increase, that is going to reduce the yield off of those savings accounts. So definitely will impact those individuals as well.
As you see the next 6 months unfolding, again, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but talk to us a little bit about what you might expect. And the Federal Reserve Chairman this week had another speech where he talked about his concern over the jobs market. You've shared those concerns here as well. We've seen some of those numbers. We've seen the numbers drop significantly over recent months. Is that one of the biggest things coming? Is just what is going to happen with the jobs market? And what are some of the good things that you see happening in the next 6 months?
Yeah, I think you're right. In the last few months, the rate of payroll job growth has fallen sharply. And, you know, I think while it's uncertain how much of this is due to the demand for workers by employers or how much of this is due to restrictive immigration policy, that means fewer workers are available. I think the coming months will provide a little bit of a clearer picture of how much unemployment falls or increases. And certainly, I think, you know, the Fed has been clear about, you know, monitoring this key data along with inflation to dictate where they stand on the rate policy. And so I think what I and many of my peers expect is that we'll be clearly like monitoring their comments as they lead into the October meeting, obviously what they come out with, and then their comments afterwards will show a little bit of visibility into how the state of the economy is. And then I think that'll give us a little bit more certainty of what to expect in December.
What are your conversations with clients, especially those commercial clients, business clients, about what they're getting ready for in the next 6 months? And I know the budgeting process for next year has already started as well. What's on their radar?
Well, I think tariffs remain top of conversation, you know, where they're sourcing their products, how much they're having to factor in price escalation, what can they pass on to the consumers, what can they absorb. The cost of capital is also a topic of conversation, and certainly with the Fed announcing a rate cut, that becomes a little bit clearer as to what to expect. And then the third piece is consumer demand. You know, I think a big part of this year has not been clear in terms of what the economic conditions will be for consumers. I think going into the holidays, we're going to have a little bit more clarity, and then hopefully that will impact how businesses approach 2026.
Danny, great conversation. As always, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
No, thank you, Steve. You can always email me at daniel.salazar@associatedbank.com or send me a note on LinkedIn.
All right, Danny. We'll talk to you next time. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.